可以。
Copy of the Bible in its entirety, or an extract from the Bible, one of the Gospels, is offered to you freely this afternoon. Yours to do with as you will. It's offered to you in the hope that you might read it and come to an understanding of God, of what it is that He requires of you, faith towards His Son, Jesus Christ, that you might be made the righteousness of God in Him, saved, sanctified, made fit for God's use, delivered from the present judgment of God upon our nation, and of course, as the Bible says, the wrath to come. So the Bible, or a copy of it, is offered to you free of charge and without any cost or any obligation to you. The Bible, of course, is God's Word. It's to be found nowhere else. Read a portion of God's Word for you this afternoon. The Bible says that faith comes by hearing, and by the hearing of God's Word. The Bible also tells us that the Word of God is never declared in vain. It always accomplishes His sovereign and divine pleasure. I read the Word of God to you. For I am not ashamed of the Gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie. God's word read in your presence this afternoon, and I think maybe perhaps I know the Bible fairly well, maybe not as well as I should. But what I do know of it, I think that these words that I've read to you this afternoon are the words that are most appropriate, obligatory for our nation, the United Kingdom of Great Britain, as it is today. the Bible has come to this nation, of course, a long, long time ago. Some people have described us in the past as having been a Christian nation. That never was the case, not by a long stretch. But it's a certain fact that the gospel, the good news of God's Son, Jesus Christ, came to this nation, in fact to the entirety of Europe, and of course to the Western world, in a way that it has not come to many, many other nations. And blessed this nation of ours, made us a great nation, a nation that was once feared by all other nations, and a nation that was used by God to spread, disseminate the gospel, the good news of God's salvation to many, many parts, the four corners of the world. But of course, that's no longer the case now. Now we do not even pay lip service to the things of God. We do not acquiesce to God or to His way in any way, shape or form, but have turned from the knowledge of God, the worship of God, to our own lusts and to our own ways and to our own whoredoms, is how the Bible would put it. And of course, we are, as a result of that, we are like, as a nation that is, we are like a ship without a rudder. We're like a horse without any reins. We just go galloping on our own pathway in our own lusts, heading, of course, towards our own destruction, simply and only doing our own wills and our own pleasures. As a result of that, God has sent amongst us a strong delusion, enabling you, or disabling you rather, first of all, to believe the truth and be saved, and given to you, on the contrary, the ability to believe the lie, to receive the lie, to walk in the lie, exchanging the truth for the lie, loving the lie, and of course the result of it is that we are doomed and damned by our own unbelief. Unbelief, of course, is the capital crime. People ask me for evidence for the existence of God. I say, no, I will not give you such. You are not in the place of judging God, putting Him in the dock, as it were. He has given to you all the evidence that you need. It is all around you. You look in the mirror in the morning, it's in your face, as you would say. No, your place is simply and only to raise the white flag, to surrender and to submit yourself to Almighty God. Reception of His truth through His Son Jesus Christ, salvation then of course would be yours. But as a nation, we have rejected that truth, turned our backs upon it. We have gone our own way and our own wills. We have entered into the steep slope, the pleasures of unrighteousness. And of course, now we consider that the knowledge of God is a no thing, something not even to be considered, not even to be mocked, or not even to be scoffed at by you. It's just simply a no thing. That's your consideration. That's this nation's estimation of God's truth that once transformed this nation and made it a great and a mighty nation, but now wallowing in the filth of sin and unrighteousness. And therefore, the result of this is the consequences that God has given us over as a nation to reprobate minds, to do that which is inconvenient, to walk the pathway to our own ruin, to our own eternal damnation. Woe to you, rebels, the iniquitous, the lawless as God, those of you who add sin to sin, judgment awaits you. You are preserved, reserved for the day of God's wrath. The Bible would describe you now as a nation, not the United Nation of Great Britain, but rather the disunited nation of Great Britain, and disunited, fragmented, as a result of a rejection of the truth that brought you together and made you a united nation. Now, we are a kingdom built, you could say, on lies, on the lie that has been accepted, believed, and received in rejection of the truth. Equivocators, liars, and justifiers of the same, led by such from your parliament, from the seat of government in your land, and of course, well, like government, like people. You put them there, you keep them there, you have the power of the vote for now, for how much longer, I don't know, but it's your power, you put them there, and you keep them there. You complain, and you moan, you whine, and you whinge that they're all liars, a class of liars, and so they are. But it was you who put them there, and it's you who keeps them there. They are the justifiers of murderers. They justify it. Their political doctrines, of course, maintain the murder that increases by the day in your nation. By means of abortion, thousands upon thousands of defenseless, unborn children torn from their mother's wombs, on the altar of your sexual pleasure, murder is committed. The slaughter of innocent children. And that murder, of course, is justified by your government, justified, of course, in your own hearts, because it suits your sexual pleasure. And then, of course, there's the other end of the spectrum, not quite wholesale legalized yet, but heading in that direction, euthanasia. The word actually means a good death. But there is, the Bible would inform you, there is no such thing as a good death outside of faith in Jesus Christ. But of course, this wholesale slaughter, this murder that's already taking place in your nation will increase as the darkness increases, as sin increases, as you continue on the pathway to destruction. And then of course there's the murder by violence that takes place in your nation because of the effeminate government that you have voted for. The death penalty, capital punishment has been abolished in this nation, and now you multiply prisons. You have to do, because you multiply murderers. And of course, well, you scarce have the room to keep them any longer. But you see, this is the pathway that you have taken in embracing the lie, exchanging the truth for the lie, walking in and living in the lie. You have become the disunited kingdom of Great Britain. You have become a kingdom not built on the truth anymore, not kept by the truth anymore, but a nation, a kingdom built upon lies. You take your stars and you drag them from the heavens. I mean the choicest of your young men, those who are learned and gifted and who would be supreme leaders, rulers in your nation, and you drag them down from the heights and you educate them in the lie. You teach them unbelief from the cradle to the grave. In parentage, under their parents, they are taught the lies of evolution, of unbelief. And then in primary school, secondary college, university, and you cap it all, you fulfill their education. This is the best, this is the cream of your youth. You cap their education by sending them to Oxbridge, where any notion of the truth is pumped out of them, and they are filled with more and more, sunk deeper and deeper into the lies. This is your nation. This is the nation that was once a great nation, feared of all other nations, now a kingdom of lies. But then of course you're not your own nation, are you? Because you're governed now by the Babylonian Union of the European Union. Whatever government you vote into power today will not govern you. They are not free to do their own thing. You are not a sovereign nation under God, but you are a nation under the Babylonian Empire of the European Union. You can no longer do your own thing, reject its precepts. You have to do what they tell you to do. We have become slaves to the beast. We have to agree with them. We have to go with everything that they legislate for. But then the Bible tells me that it's the devil, it's Satan. He's the father of lies. He's the author of the lie. And of course, right back at the beginning, he told your first parents, were they to listen to him, follow his counsel, that they would be as God. That's the lie, you see, that this nation of ours has embraced, has taken on board. And now you think as a nation that you're in the place of God. You define what marriage is. You define what's moral and what's immoral. You see yourself in the place of God. So therefore a kingdom built upon lies, therefore the kingdom of Antichrist. Antichristian thoroughly to its very bones. The kingdom of Antichrist, of course, the Bible tells us, is the kingdom of God without man. man in the place of God, enthroning himself and of course defining his own terms of morality and lifestyle. A nation that thinks itself to be a God itself, but of course very soon to find out that that's not the case. All grace has been removed, saving grace, it seems to me at least, almost, maybe not quite utterly, but saving grace has been removed from amongst you, and God has given you up, God has left you to your own counsel. But of course, in all this, I have to inform you, I have to tell you, that it all, of course, it fulfills the Word of God, the overall plan of God. It is His sovereign will, you see, you're given over to Him, and simply only to do and to fulfill God's eternal counsel. He has given you promises, providences rather, in the past of course, that would have hedged you in and kept you from the many evils that you find that you see in your society today. But now that's altered. Now He gives you providences that release you, that lets you go, you see, in your own course, to follow your own counsels, to do your own will. He has given you up, is how the Bible describes it, simply and only to follow your own lusts, your own desires, to do your own will, and that of course perversely, but it's all of it, you see, the judgment of God upon a kingdom, a nation built upon lies, and a nation that's now the kingdom of Antichrist. And it is the worst judgment, I do declare to you, it is the worst judgment, of course, that can befall any individual, any person, let alone a nation, to be given over, to be given up by God, to make simply idols of your own wills. But then, of course, the result of this to your being given up by God is that you are stone deaf, you see, to the divine counsel, to the hearing of the Word of God, you see. There is, well, in the Bible's terms, it says it speaks of a famine of the Word of God. And so here you are, you see, utterly famished. Your souls are perishing. Your children, your grandchildren are perishing for the want of the Word of God. Oh, it's still declared amongst you here Thursday by Thursday, but you can't hear it. You're stone deaf to it, to the divine counsel. It's what God, you see, has given you up to. You see, without God's Spirit, without His grace, without God's help, you see, you never will hear the Word of God, and you certainly, of course, will never believe it, will never acquiesce to the divine wisdom and counsel that we have for you in the Word of God in the Bible. And so you see, people, even the cleverest amongst you have become the maddest. That's what God has given this nation, a kingdom built upon lies, and a nation, a kingdom that is now anti-Christian. And of course, the result of this is that your nation has poured out upon you spiritual judgment. Your betrayal of God, you see, is a betrayal of your nation, is a betrayal of your own people, your own children and grandchildren. It would have been called, I think, in previous generations, many things that have been done, many things that are being declared and proposed amongst you in these days would have been called treason. I think some of your leaders would have ended up upon a rope. But of course, we'll talk to my friend there, will you please? He'll speak to you. But of course, when you betray God's authority, when you betray God's word, when you forsake and you turn your back upon the truth, you're left with no authority at all yourself. You see, nobody listens to you. Nobody listens to anybody anymore. That's why you don't have such a thing as real politics anymore in your nation. They throw sweeties to you at election time, hoping that you'll vote for them and, of course, further their political careers. But they have no interest in real politics. They have no interest in the benefits, that which would really benefit you as a nation. They simply, and only when given power, they simply do their own wills. This is a spiritual judgment that is poured out upon you as a nation because you have been given up by God. Plagues of death, the Bible says, God says rather, those that hate me love death. This is writ large right across your nation. Again, abortion, euthanasia, murder by violence, by drugs, and by many other means. A nation that loves death. You once had a national health service that was the pride of the nation and coveted by the rest of the world. But now it is more concerned with getting rid of people rather than curing and healing them. Those that hate me, says God, they love death. A plague of fornication has been poured out upon you. Fornication amongst your young people, such as this nation has never known before. And the result of it is, you have a plague of sexually transmitted disease. You have bastard children in their thousands amongst you, such again as you've never had in many, many generations. A nation obsessed with sodomy, that too is the judgment of God. He has given you over to it. That's what you want. He says, that's what I'll give you, and he'll give you more and more of it until you are absolutely sick and fed up with it. God has given you up, you see, to uncleanness. God has given you up to your own lusts and desires as a nation. It's a spiritual judgment, a plague that God has poured out upon you. The headquarters of your nation, Westminster, is a warren of filth, liars, thieves and perverts. And here we are today voting for them once again to put them back in power. When will you turn? Why will you die, says the Lord? Why will you perish when there is a Savior, when there is truth that would change and transform you as individuals and as a nation? all authority has been removed from amongst you. Your courts are powerless. They cannot punish the evildoers as a result, again, of your effeminate governance. The criminals, the murderers, the thieves, and the rapists, they're rewarded, they're counseled, they're stroked and pampered, while the victims lie in the gutter, bleeding to death. Your courts have no powers, your police have no powers either. I recall in my childhood days and in my youth, if we saw a policeman, it made us tremble, it filled us full of fear. Now you just mock at your policemen, you laugh at them, because you know that they have no power, they have no authority, none whatsoever. This is another plague, another spiritual judgment that God has given you up to. And then, of course, there is no parental authority either. The government complains when your children are wayward, rebellious, and destructive. But if you dare to lift a hand to strike your child, to use the rod that God says you should use to discipline your children, you will end up in court yourself. Because the state has removed all authority from parents, as it is in your nation today. Your teachers, many give up their employment because they're stressed out, because they can't cope with your wild, rebellious, iniquitous children. Schools, well, I suppose maybe you've one or two good ones left, but not many. Not many. Anarchy abounds because there is no authority, none whatsoever. It's all been removed, but it's all of God. It's what you've been given up to. And then, of course, another spiritual plague judgment that has been poured out upon you is the invasion of heathenism, of heathen religion. And all over your country now, instead of churches and chapels, you've got synagogues of Satan that are breeding grounds for terrorism that, I tell you, in the days to come will turn back and bite you. Now, of course, division, no longer the United Kingdom, the disunited kingdom of Great Britain. But remember, will you please, when it begins to fragment and break up, maybe Scotland will be the first to depart, I don't know. But when it happens, don't blame them. Blame the headquarters. Blame Westminster. Blame that warren of filth and iniquity that has led you to this place. A kingdom built on lies. A kingdom of Antichrist. And of course, with all these spiritual judgments poured out upon you, we have destroyed our national identity. We are no longer the United Kingdom of Great Britain. Maybe, perhaps, in name only. In the second psalm in the Old Testament, the Lord's word to you is simply this: serve the Lord with fear. These things have come upon you because there is no fear of God before your eyes. I bid you that you would call, that you would cry out to the Almighty with the white flag raised in surrender and in submission, and ask Him to return his fear to you, that you might fear his name, and that you might tremble at his word. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and ye perish from the way. You are already perishing in your sin as a nation, and there is but one person who can save you. One Saviour, one Son of God, the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth, who came down from heaven's glory, who died on the cross, who rose again from the dead, in order that men and women, in deep heart repentance, with a sincere faith towards him, that they might be justified before Almighty God. Justified, made right, that is, before God. His wrath is already kindled but a little. All this has come upon you, and yet still his arm is outstretched against you. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and ye perish from the way. Take his counsel, not your own. Reject the lies of unbelief, and turn again to God's truth, to his word, that you will find in the Bible that we offer to you freely this afternoon. Yours to read, to do it as you will, offered to you without any cost or any obligation to you. A nation perishing, a nation broken. I remember some years ago, the pledge of Mr. Cameron was to put broken Britain back together again. Well, he's been in power these last 4 years, and it's more broke than ever it was before. No, all the king's horses and all the king's men can't put Britain back together again. Only one who can do that. He's termed in the Bible as the Lamb standing on Mount Zion, in the midst of his church, in the midst of his people. And his word is declared amongst you this afternoon by his servants. Hear, hearken diligently to his voice. Repent ye and believe the gospel. For the kingdom, not of lies, not of Antichrist, the kingdom of God is at hand. And if you should turn, believe, receive the Lord Jesus Christ, you will be received, you will be made well, you will be healed, you will be restored, you will be reconciled to God, you will know his favor, you will know his pleasure, but you must repent and you must believe the gospel, the good news, which is yet God's power for salvation to everyone that believeth. You'd like to have a copy of God's word? It's offered to you. Come and ask for one. May God bless you and have mercy upon your precious souls.